Welcome to Awakening the Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kristen Strang, and today we have a very special guest, which I'm so excited to share with you. I met her a few years ago through one of our beloved sisters and teachers, and we've had just a really amazing journey together, collaborating and creating and cheering each other on in this incredible life unfolding. So today I bring to you Catrice Goddard. And you're really in for a treat today because Catrice is a spiritual teacher, a transformation coach. She's a transcendent speaker on the power of consciousness and personal transformation to heal racial injustice. She's the founder of Transcendent Social Justice, a body of work and platform cultivating global transformation by providing tools, workshops, and lectures on transcending racism, anti-racism, separation consciousness, and trauma healing. Catrice's career spans over 15 years of spiritual and consciousness studies, exploration, and immersive experience, including traditional naturopathic medicine, herbal medicine, and energy healing. She has herself transcended the effects of institutional racism, expanding beyond many societal and personal hardships, depression, physical health issues, lack of education, and struggle poverty consciousness by dedicating her life to cultivating the true self and strengthening her mind, spirit, and body. Her mastery lies in bridging her intuition, empowering wisdom, self-development tools, and spiritual teachings to help people transcend limitations in their life. Welcome, Catrice. So
welcome,
happy you're here,
sister.
With us.
Hi.
So it's about time we do this. We would have these great conversations and be like, we should be recording this.
We should be recording. Yes.
So now we finally are.
Right. It's official.
Yes. It is official.
Yes.
And so with that, yes, it's an honor to have you here with us. I would love to hear about your awakening story at whatever level you want to share. Here at Awakening the Podcast, mm-hmm. we know that awakening is not a one-time event. That's I've been talking and been very candid about my continued awakening starting in 2020 that I was going through at the next level. So whatever level of awakening you feel to share with us today, we'd love to hear your story and learn more about you.
Beautiful. And I love what you said about 2020, like the next level of awakening, because it definitely was a catalytic, energetic experience for us all. So that definitely was a deepening of the journey for sure. And I think I love to share how I, you know, have come to where I am now in life with the social justice work, with bringing consciousness to that conversation, just feeling deeply inspired by what we can create as humans when we start to look at some of these more sensitive conversations and injustice and the hard things in life from a place of higher consciousness, which is why I think that we're here, right? To be alchemists in our own lives. And for me, I didn't realize I was doing alchemy. I didn't have that language in my, when I was awakening, right? But when I look back in retrospect, I'm like, ah, these were the tools, these were the perspectives, these were the choices that were helping me to awaken to the realization that is more to us, me, than a mind and a body. And that that happened for me, oh my gosh, maybe I think it was like 2006 or seven, if I remember correctly, and being diagnosed with fibroids. So I was having uterine issues and heavy periods and I was straining. I was losing so much blood. It was like putting a strain on my heart. Like it was just really intense. And I just thought I had these bad periods. You know, this is just what my menstrual cycle is. And going to check that out, the doctor shared with me that they would like to give me a hysterectomy. And I was like super young and I hadn't made any decisions about marriage and children. And it was just so shocking to think like, okay, so now they're going to like get me out. Like you're going to take everything. And that was the only option that I thought I had, but somehow, and you know, that's all divine orchestration. I end up meeting a woman in Detroit who was making like vegan soul food. This is a little white woman in Eastern Market making this amazing vegan soul food and ice cream, raw ice cream and all these things. And I connected with her and started learning more about how food can heal the body. And as a result, I started having her like make me meals. So I would go pick them up every Friday, and I went raw and vegan after coming off the standard American diet, which my diet was like a parfait from McDonald's, Diet Pepsi, Lean Cuisine, biting off of a donut in the morning at work. And I thought I was, you know, pretty healthy, right? Because I'm eating Lean Cuisine. So, you know, so I didn't realize that I wasn't eating food. Like none of that was real food, like literally not food. Synthetic things that I was putting into my body. I was breaking down my body and lifestyle as well. Like, you know, just hanging out too much and just imbalance. And so the awakening, the power of that was really through the food. So putting like this higher vibrational food into my body, so many things started to shift, right? Headaches went away. I had like skin rashes that I'd had from as a child. They went away. I was like talking to my roommate, rubbing my arm. And I was like, oh, like where, this is so normal for my skin to get really dry. Like, it's just what I've had to deal with. And oh, my allergies went away. I was also getting a steroid shot. And I remember the doctor telling me, I said, well, how long do I have to get the steroids? He said, well, the rest of your life. I was like, oh, okay. And this is what everybody is doing. But that went away. And so it was so powerful. Even my vibration, like I started to feel all this gratitude, and people would joke like, those people are putting weed inside your food, because I was just feeling like all this love. And I'm like, oh, nothing's bothering me. I was really shifting. And that was my awakening. And through that, my emotions balanced. The PMS went away. I shrank my fibroids, and I did deeper work than just eating raw and vegan food. I started studying energy medicine, emotional healing, I went to school to be a traditional naturopathic doctor. Like all these things started to open up, but I was really the emotional balance, the mental clarity, and the amount of self-love and interest in my own life opposed to pop culture, TV. I got rid of my TVs that year. I just didn't want to watch anymore. Like it was boring to me. I wanted to start to create. And I was coming online. I was coming online to my life. And that was really powerful. So yeah, having that diagnosis of fibroids and hysterectomy led me down a powerful path of learning how to heal the body, heal the mind, and balance the emotions. And that has set me off. And, you know, who knew, Christian, just coming back to 2020, who knew that with the racial injustice flare up of 2020, that's my past and my journey would be such pivotal medicine for healing my community and bringing more consciousness to that conversation to both Black and white America. But it took me going through this journey to see the power of it, right? That the power is not outside of us, right? There's this internal strengthening that has to happen in order for us to make shifts and shift the status quo and create new narratives for the descendants that will come after us. And yeah, it's just been a powerful journey. It humbles me just sharing about it. Yeah.
I've never heard this story. So I love, love, love hearing this. When I first met Catrice, I was watching her speak on the topic of racial injustice. And I was so captivated, as I'm sure you are, in listening to her and watching her, because of the connection to source consciousness that you bring on such a intensely polarizing and just intense topic. And now hearing the story of your earlier awakening, it just feels like you were being set up, of course, as we all are, and all, you know, to be able to bring the light and channel that light, because that's what I saw you doing when I saw you a few years ago when we first met. And I was like, that's my girl. I got to connect with her. And then we started creating together from there. And it's just, it's so powerful how something like, oh, you're getting the injections for the allergies, and oh, we got to do a hysterectomy, but you weren't willing to just do what you were told. You were willing to add that vegan soul food and raw ice cream. May everyone have this.
Yeah, she was making bananas. The ice cream was amazing. And yeah, it was a game changer. That is a game changer. And when I think about it, Christian, like being really transparent to You know, we're all born here, right? In our circumstances. And some of those circumstances are unjust, right? Whether that's racial injustice, being born abusive parents. You know, there's so many things, and it just feels so deeply powerful to me to know as human beings that we can pull ourselves out of things that were not meant to uplift us, out of, you know, tormented psyches and systems and things that has happened in on this planet. And a lot of people say, I was doing a video the other day, and one of my friends said back to me, like, well, it sounds like what your message is about being the bigger person. And I was like, not at all. It's about empowerment. It's about, you know, the oppressors, the transgressors in our lives, whether that's in relationship, racial injustice, whatever that is, they may never get it. They may never wake up. They may never honor you. They may never say, I'm sorry. They may never be accountable. But that doesn't mean that you have to stay in the downtrodden way that whatever that injustice has been, right? That's about your own power, your own ability to love and rise and transcend and lead, right? And teach through your very life and your legacy of what it means to walk sacred on this earth, to be empowered, to know your creative power, to live a thriving life, no matter what. Yeah. Yeah. And that's really what's lighting me up these days. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It's so beautiful. What would you at this time, because we've been through such a tremendous transition of, you know, time and the movement that is happening in the collective consciousness, what do you encourage folks to do at these times to really begin to create their own golden age, their own personal heaven on earth? Because like you said, the oppressors may never get it and awaken, but we're here now and we're here to create. So I would, I would love to hear that from you.
Yes. And, I think my deepest message is that our own personal conscious evolution is the game changer for this reality that we're living in. And for everyone to take that seriously, because sometimes it feels like if you're just working on yourself, then maybe you're not doing things for the greater good, but you are. You understand that all of our frequencies are creating this grid, right? And we think about some of the horrible things that's happened in this world. There's an energy field that's holding up all that negative, dense, dark energy. So when we start to shift where things like that can no longer reside and abide, that we're not averting our head and somehow keeping that energy alive within the frequency field that we're all in, it helps me to understand that the power of your own conscious development is the highest importance. We need you strong. We need you clear. We need you in your heart. And from there, you will create practical things, whether that's businesses or platforms or gardens and communities and healthy relationships and healthy mothering and whatever that is. But it starts with your own conscious development. I've even said that anti-racism work is simply an invite to your own enlightenment. It is a continuation of your journey of being a spiritual warrior to look at everything that is not pleasing and not to take that in as I feel bad or I am disempowered, but to look at that and say, not on my watch, and I have come here to burn through this illusion and be the light. So yes, my answer is your own conscious development, taking that extremely seriously, making it the highest priority for your life. Consciousness is my jam. May it be everybody's.
So beautiful. And so it is.
So it is.
Do you have recommendations for the ways that you would encourage folks to really, like you talked about, their own conscious transformation, their own enlightenment? Is there certain things that you've seen on your journey, particularly, you know, maybe particularly around the anti-racism piece or in any avenue that you feel like really makes a difference for folks to be able to transform?
For me, foundationally, these are things that are not negotiable, is diet, meaning, right, the emotional, mental, physical diet. So what you ingest, right, making sure that you're unplugging from the fear matrix and actually infusing within you the type of frequencies and knowledge that is expanding you, right? That is helping you to remember the greater sense of self. And what you eat as well, but what you are ingesting mentally, what you're allowing in your life emotionally, meaning having healthy relationships and friendships, making sure you feel honored, that there's nothing contesting your self-worth as a powerful being on this planet. Those are the foundational things. And when I speak to anti-racism work and that work in general, the biggest thing is really unplugging from bias, right? And this is for everybody. This is for if I'm speaking to white America, I'm speaking to Black America and trying to speak unified. And it's kind of difficult because there's two different tracks for a minute before we come together. But really unplugging from unbiased is an invitation for us to come into that space of knowing that we are one humanity and that every person you meet has their own individual story. And when you kind of put them into a box based on how they look or where they're from, that's when you drop down into the programming, right? I even had a guy, which happened to be a Black guy, Christian, who said to me, sometimes when I'm talking to you, I look at my phone, like, is this a Black woman? And he's like, just your consciousness, the things you say. And I said, so now you get to reprogram yourself. This is how Black people talk. There you go. It's a new day. Right. And
how did he receive that
in your life? No matter what your race is, how can we pull those cords out and say, I will meet you as a reflection of thyself?
Yeah. How did he respond to that? To your, like,
he laughed. He laughed. He was like, okay. He was like, okay, touche. Now you attribute that to my skin, please. Thanks. Because this is the real raw truth. This is me. This is how I look. This is how I was born. And this is my consciousness. This is my journey. This is my life. And may I be free to be that. Yeah.
And yes, absolutely. And may we all be free to be that. So this yeah. is so powerful. I want to reiterate this for folks to really get this. So there were three things you mentioned that were so powerful here. So first is your diet, not just physically, but emotionally. What are you taking in and really cleaning that up? Healthy relationships, allowing yourself to really be who you are and your full self-worth. And then unplugging from bias, letting each person be who they really are, recognizing we're one humanity. And I love that unplugging from bias, because there's so much in the matrix right now about labeling and you're this or you're that, or you're these boxes, or, and then you're not those boxes, mm-hmm. completely disregarding the multidimensionality that we all are.
Yes. Yes. And where does that cut us off from love, from unity, from collaborations, co-creations? I've dated a conservative white male before, which was like, me and him both were like, what is this, right? Like, and you never have those experiences or that opportunity to deepen with people or fall in love or whatever comes from those connections. If you just assume, like, you check that box or you look this way or you live here, you make this or whatever. And it's time to evolve. Actually, those conversations are, for me, is starting to feel like it's just time to evolve. Yeah.
Time to go. Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm feeling inspired to ask you about your vision for the golden age, the new earth, the personal heaven on earth, whatever we want to call it. Can you tell us a little bit about when you vision that? How do you see it? What do you see and feel and sense? If there's any pieces you could share with us.
Yeah, I feel like it's here already. I definitely see aspects of that in my life in a huge way, where there's, you know, healthy community and freedom and creation and work. There's exchange monetarily with people in a different way than how I would say, like, I grew up with what I thought was possible, which is I go work this 9-to-5 that I hate, that stunts my growth, that doesn't see me, that feels oppressive, opposed to we're all like, you know, the conversations now, even for the younger kids, is just being an entrepreneur is like a first step for them. Where, you know, 15, 20 years ago, that was a risky thing to do. It's still risk. Don't get me wrong. But there is this new consciousness that's coming that I can be free. I can create. I can, you know, create my own platforms and community. And I think that's to me, a reflection of the fifth dimension being in this physical reality. And seeing us healthier, I think, yeah, from my point of view, I feel I see it. Like, there's a lot of, even in the more like 3D physical reality, you'll see all the fast food restaurants have vegan like options now. Like, there was just a time that just would not be, right? That just is showing people at every level is having some level of awareness that, hey, what I'm eating matters. You know, it's, everybody is starting to turn on. So I just see us in a more fluid, more maybe living a lot simpler, but a lot more robust and letting our spirit lead us. So being more creative in communities, on communes together. I've learned so much about giving and community and not isolating myself, which is like my programming from growing up in the city and being an independent woman. It's just me, right? And I have to carry it all. And now I'm in a more open energy of like, well, Christian, I need help with this. Or can you support me here? And a lot of people, when you're not used to growing up in communities, healthy communities, you don't feel safe to do that. And so that's part of when I see things like that change within my own self, I'm like, this is the fifth dimension, right? Being in co-creation and love and support and collaboration with those around me and creating these communities and showing up in this way is the change. That's what I see. And experiencing. Yeah.
Thank you so much for expanding on that. It is stunning to witness. How can folks get in touch with you, Catrice, if they want to connect with you more, connect with your work?
I think you might have froze a little bit.
I was just asking, how can folks connect with you and your work in the future if they want to connect with you more? How can they find you?
Yes. My website is CatriceGoddard.com, and that's CurtriceGoddard, Goddard, GODDARD. And I have three amazing programs. I'm working with Black culture in a program called Transcend the Game. I have one called Beyond Allyship that it's an anti-racism workshop, is really powerful. And that's like my love right now. And then I'll be working with melanated spiritual leaders as well, and bringing more consciousness to our activism and our initiatives as well, and trying to change that energy from struggle and fight to being more of an invitation and calling people into right relations. So may we all be inspired to do the work together. So that's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I will have this in the show notes as well. So folks, you can check out Catrice and her work and experience her brilliance, as I have been blessed to. And now we all have been blessed to. Thank you, Catrice, for being here and sharing your wisdom and your light and the remembrance.
Yes.
I felt like we were sitting there and around a fire at one point. I just really felt like you were sharing, you know, like remembering. Yeah. Us sharing in these ways and reminding each other what's true.
Yes. And thank you for being such a pillar of the golden age and being such an invitation for us all to like move in that energy just by you being, and just the way you move through the world. So I just want to give you your flowers now and honor you, sister. Thank you,
sister. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you all for listening. As always, this has been Awakening the Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Christian Strang. If this was a benefit to you, please consider donating or gifting to support this high vibrational content and being regularly available to you. We're so grateful for listening. You can catch free emails and meditations and transmissions from us at sacred-spirituality.org. Until next time.